The partial shutdown of the federal government is now into its 34th day, and furloughed federal workers are hurting. Some are trying to keep a sense of humor as they look for ways to fill all the empty hours. In Washington, D.C., that includes a free improv comedy workshop geared just for them. Michaela LaFrac from member station WAMU reports.
About 24 people are standing around in a theater in Washington.
We have a four-month-old.
Okay. On a normal weekday, they'd be in the office at various government agencies. But they're all furloughed. So instead, they're here to learn improv. Donna Steele is their instructor.
Hi. I'm excited that you're here. I also hate that you're here, but I'm very excited that you're here.
Steele works for Washington Improv Theater, or WIT for short. First up is a get-to-know-you game. Say your name and do a movement. Then everyone in the group will copy.
And we're all going to do it together, all right?
Cool, Kent.
Cool, Kent.
Jumping Jessica.
Jumping Jessica.
Crazy Carlos.
Crazy Carlos.
Then they dive into exercises for beginner improv comedians. In one, people jump into the middle of a circle and come up with a character based on a theme. Some, of course, involve the shutdown.
I'm for government.
I'm your denied unemployment claim. That one hits a little close to home. But most scenes are pure silliness. People support each other and laugh a lot.
I'm Avril Lavigne.
I'm Nickelback.
I'm that skater boy.
Awesome. Yay!
Buttoned up government workers and improv comedy might seem like a mismatch, but not for Mark Chalfont. He's WIT's artistic and executive director.
People who work for the government are actually passionate about being a civil servant and wanting to make government functional. So that kind of spirit of wanting things to get better and wanting people to be heard, like that really connects directly, I think, with the way improv works.
Dan Miller, also with WIT, says for some, these classes have been cathartic.
People have entered in near tears, just in really frustrated places, and then left feeling light.
Some furloughed workers are struggling to make ends meet. The main battle for others is boredom, and businesses across the Washington region have stepped up to help. Furloughed workers can take free watercolor or knitting classes and free yoga. Meredith Combs, Matt Kelly, and Nicole Burkus all work at the Environmental Protection Agency. They came to the improv class together.
I've been really impressed by like the larger D.C. community that's provided a lot of really great opportunities for us.
Really just trying to, you know, stay positive and, you know, try to stay engaged with the outside world.
It's just been a really nice way to do something in a fun, supportive environment. I've been doing like all the shutdown stuff too. It's been a good time to like try every exercise class in the D.C.
Washington Improv Theater also has an open invitation out to all members of Congress. They can take a free improv workshop whenever they want. Mark Chalfont, the director, says it might help them learn to work together. No one's taken him up on it yet. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela LaFrac.